Hi, I'm John Hilliard, the assistant editor at SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here speaking with Rachel Dines, an analyst with Forrester Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We're talking a little bit about basics in backup tools and the marketplace. How's it going today, Rachel?
Oh, it's going okay. How about you?
Good, thank you. Well, let's just jump into this. Can you just talk a little bit about some of the significant developments in the backup software market in the past year or so?
Yeah, there's been tons, actually. So, I mean, I think some of the biggest developments have been, of course, around our favorite buzzword, cloud. What I'm seeing is a lot of on-premise backup providers start to extend the ability to back up data to the cloud as a target, so just backing up to any kind of, cloud utility provider. That I think is a major innovation in the backup software space. In addition, this has been over the past year and a half to 2 years or so, but the addition of source-side deduplication into the majority of the on-premise enterprise-class backup solutions has been also a pretty big innovation over the past year as well. So I think those two are probably my top two, although I could also say that the hardware-software integration that we're starting to see with things like OST and DD Boost is also, I consider, pretty major innovation in this space.
Very cool. Can you also discuss a little bit about VMware APIs for data protection, a little bit of detail?
Yeah, sure. So, I think it was about 2 years ago that we saw the introduction of the vStorage API for backup to replace VCB, VMware Consolidated Backup. The vStorage API is a much more elegant solution than VCB ever was. Essentially, it creates a snapshot of the VMs, mounts them to a backup server, and then you can do backup with any on-premise, with any traditional backup software that supports vStorage API. You can then take those snaps and turn them into backups in that software. And pretty much all of the major backup solutions today are now supporting the vStorage API.
What software vendors do you see as leaders in the VM backup space, and where are vendors at in terms of integrating them into and building out the functionality for them?
Yeah, so for a little while, the major backup providers were lagging a little bit in this space, and then we saw the introduction of a lot of pure play virtualization backup tools like Veeam and VisionCore, which is now Quest VRanger. I think those tools were great at that point in time, but we've gotten to the point where the majority of the major traditional backup players are now pretty strong, at least in the VMware space. So I would say I would say that most of the providers are actually pretty up to date in the VMware space. Now, if you're running some other kind of virtualization environment besides VMware, then that's where I think it gets a little bit tricky. A lot of the vendors don't have as many capabilities in the Hyper-V or in the Xen space necessarily.
What about software-based dedupe? Are you seeing an increased adoption of dedupe software? And if so, what do you think is driving that?
I am seeing more and more people use the deduplication in the software and their backup software. And I think some of the drivers here are, one is about simplification. I mean, if you can have your deduplication in your backup software as opposed to in your hardware, that's just one less console that you have to manage because you're already managing the backup software. I think another one is definitely cost savings. People are looking to just use the license deduplication in their backup software and then use any kind of cheap, dumb disk on the back end, which also allows you to not be locked into a particular hardware vendor. I think this is a really economical solution for SMBs and some SMEs, but I'm still seeing enterprises take the approach of deduplication in the appliance.
Now, in a lot of talk these days about backups included cloud services. I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about how these are being integrated with other backup solutions, and what are some of the challenges inherent with doing that?
Yeah, so like I said before, I cloud I think is a major innovation of the past few years. Seeing the traditional on-premise players integrate with the cloud, I think that looking at the on-premise backup space, I think the major challenge is going to be providing integration with as many different cloud providers as possible. right now, there's most of the backup providers that do have cloud integration only have one or two partners, if that. And, you know, users are going to be looking for the ability to send their data to whichever cloud they want. So I think that's going to be one major hurdle to overcome. It's just, you know, because every, you know, there's so many different protocols that the clouds are using, getting, you know, integrating with all of them is going to be a challenge. But I also think that the major challenge with any kind of cloud backup, whether it's on-premise, disk-to-disk to cloud, or if it's a backup as a service, is that restore. So, you know, having to work with large amounts of data and bringing that over the wire can be difficult, to say the least, and it can be very slow. So I would say that is just a general challenge with backup as a service and online backup is that restore portion.
And for more information about data backup, visit our website, searchdatabackup.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.